Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities September monthly podcast. September saw signs that the pace of global economic activity is slowing, and a large number of uncertainties lie ahead. A rise in new COVID-19 cases in Europe led a number of countries to introduce measures aimed at reducing the rate of spread. To counter the impact, France, Spain, Germany, and the UK were among countries that announced extensions of support for affected businesses and employees, and investment plans to aid the recovery. In the U.S., further fiscal support that had been expected has continued to prove elusive as tension between the Democratic and Republican parties builds ahead of the presidential election. Additionally, the recent passing of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg in the process of confirming her replacement now adds a new dimension to the political landscape and could reshape a number of key Senate races. Developed market bond yields closed the month lower and yield curves flattened as risk sentiment moderated and central banks indicated interest rates will remain low until the recovery is complete, standing ready to ease monetary accommodation further if needed. Italy performed particularly well, with 30-year government bonds falling to an all-time low following regional elections where current center-left coalition parties held on to more seats than some had feared, providing political stability and reducing further the likelihood of an early national election. In terms of portfolio positioning, Macro Opportunities' core risk positions of investment-grade, high-yield credit, as well as emerging market debt and currency all contributed negatively to performance over the month as spreads widened in response to slower global growth and geopolitical uncertainty. Overall, these markets continue to be supported by highly accommodative monetary policy and central bank purchase programs and represent our greatest risk allocation going forward. High yield exposure was slightly reduced through profit taking as it outperformed investment grade credit, which was slightly increased. Portfolio effective duration increased slightly over the month and swap spreads continued to widen as the strategy holds a significant position in long dated payers. A position in 30-year breakevens was reduced through profit taking as those bonds traded through 1.8%. Overall, risk positioning remains focused on maintaining a portfolio flexible enough to withstand increased volatility due to the unpredictability of the virus and the uneven pace of the recovery. In terms of performance for September, the largest contributor was U.S. payer swaps, as the spread in 10-year, 20, and 30-year swaps widened relative to treasuries. Rates were slightly lower and the U.S. yield curve flatter in the long end, generally helping performance. The largest detractor from performance was emerging market debt of Russia, Indonesia, and Mexico, as rates in those countries rose. A short German Bund position also detracted as long-dated rates there declined. EM currencies were negative as Russia, Brazil, Mexico, and Indonesia all weakened against the U.S. dollar. Long inflation break-even positions in the U.S. and Japan also detracted from performance. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset maintains its base case outlook for a longer U-shaped global economic recovery. Central bank purchases will likely support continued spread compression and the liquidity of investment grade markets moving forward. Credit fundamentals remain challenged, but we expect a number of sectors to demonstrate resilience, including banking, while others continue to face downgrade pressure. We acknowledge markets remain most sensitive to statistics around the extent of the COVID-19 outbreak, containment and mitigation measures and enforcement, and flattening of the case number curve. Once we begin to see declines in the viral spread, ultimately, the power of the very accommodative policies will combine with an eventual recovery in demand to propel the global economy back toward trendline growth. So that concludes our podcast for September. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.